And yesterday we learned from Yehuda's Memra that Yada Asiyah Kizutafis Einu Begureshes. That if a woman's hand, B'shas Kabbalah Haget, is Kikatafis, it's in an angle, the Madrain, so it's Einu Begureshes. And I mentioned to you, Machlokes, the Ramban, and the Rashba, about the Gedarim of this Machlokes of Katafris. What is the rule that Katafris is not Kaina? Yad is like a Chatzar. And by a Chatzar, something is blowing around in a Chatzar, it's moving around like a... We had the case of a Tzvi Shavur. In a Chatzar, things are Kaina. So why here should a hand which is in an angle not be Kaina if a Yad is like a Chatzar and a Chatzar is Kaina? A Yad should be Kaina. So the Rashba said that Yad Katafris is kinda by Maminis. This is a din in Hilchas Gittin. That by Gittin, you need Vinasan Beyada, you need a solid Nesina, so Katafris is no good. And that this whole Memra is only a Memra by Gittin, and it's not a Memra in Dine Maminis. In Dine Maminis, you're kinda. That's the Shita Sarajma. The Ramban says, no. Yad Katafris is not kaina by mamin either. Why is it true that a tzvi shavur, if you have a tzvi hobbling around in a field, the field is kaina? The tzvi is not coming to a rest. It's not resting there. It's like Katafris. So the Ramban says, but it's roi lanuach. It's right, the chatzar is right that lanuach. So the tzvi could stop at any time and rest it. The hand which is at an angle is not roi lanuach. Nothing could stand in it, it's at an angle. Shein kein, the chatzar that is kaina is a chatzar that's roi lanuach, it's roi for it to rest it. This is the machlokes, the Ramban and the Rashba that we had yesterday. And it left me wondering, first of all, how we paskin. If we paskin like the Ran, or we paskin like the Rashba, or like the Ramban or the Rashba. And second of all, in a case like the case I mentioned to you yesterday, where somebody, the only case I can imagine, two cases I can imagine, either in shul, they throw bags, the bag falls into someone's hand and it pops out. It pops out to the force of the throw. But it was in the hand for a moment. It would seem, according to the Rashba, it's certainly kaina. Because the Rashba says that Yad Katafris is kaina, something like that, l'chayra. Should zicha be kaina? And even according to the Ramban, what would you say according to the Ramban? What? So l'chayra should also be kaina. Even according to the Ramban, the hand was roi to catch. It just popped out. So you also should be kaina. So it's a chiddush lahalam aisa, and it should. What? It's roi. Oh, but you don't need roi lanos. You don't want to be kind of with the avir. If you want to be kind of with the avir, do rat. But here, it's mamish. I want to kind of a yad. I landed in my yad. Just it's a yad katafris. It's like the tzvi in the field that's going to try to run out. But lamaisa was there for a second. But you don't need roi lanuach by yad. Only Avir in Israel.
It just catches by my hand, it doesn't stop. What's
the Yad Katafris?
Yad Katafris is when it stops.
Who says it has to stop? My drawing is it has to stop. I'll prove to you in a second that doesn't have to stop. There was a case years ago, with a foul ball, there was some, or a home run, I don't remember. There was someone in the stands, it fell into his hands and it popped out and someone else took it. Huh? No, that's the same thing. It's the same thing, no? Why don't you come out from here that you're kind of. No, unless it was a cotton, I don't remember. It was a cotton then. Huh? Cotton, not kind of. You need to have a cotton, not kind of. But, no, I'm not right. The charis will come out from this Gemara. That Yad Katafris is kind of. Like the Rashba, it's certainly kind of by Mammon. And even according to the Ramban, as long as it's right to be kait, lo nuach, it doesn't have to stop. It could keep on moving as long as it's right on the left. That's what seems to come out. I tried, I don't know why, I wasn't able to find this in Choshen Mishpat. I looked quite a bit, I wasn't able to find it, maybe I just missed it. I tried to find where in Choshen Mishpat Yad Katafis is brought down. And I can't find it. I found it's brought down in Eben Ezer, but Lagabi Get, but that's brought down Lagabi Choshen Mishpat, I couldn't find it. L'chaira comes out of Chiddush Din. Now the Rashbi is a kasha on the Ramban. There's Gemara above Metzia. Now this Gemara you should know anyway because on Ayin Tes we're going to discuss it. It's Gemara above Metzia. I believe it's Daf Yud Beis. Zorak Arniki. Boy Rava. Rava is anybody. Somebody took an Arniki. It doesn't matter what it was. He took a purse or wallet and he threw it into a house. But he threw it in a way that it went in one window and out the other window. So it never rested in the house. He wanted to be machnir to Reuven. And Reuven was in the house. It's Reuven's house. So the person threw it, but he threw it through the window. And the way he threw it, there's a window on the other side. It just went straight through. So the Gemara says, Boy Rava, in such a case, Avir She'em Seifei Lonuach, the heir of the house, is avir she'ein seifa l'nuach? Is it kaino or not? The avir of the house. When this arniki went into the air of the house, is the air of the house kaino or kein chatzir? Or do we say it's avir she'ein seifa l'nuach, which those of you who made a leni vaita know, Rashi says it, though it's not kaino. But Rabbi asks to see by it. Rabbi asks, avir she'ein seifa l'nuach, is it kaino or it's not kaino? Zakta Rashba to the Ramban, you see, the whole Shaila is a din and avir, is a kaino. But the chsarin that it's a katafris, we see it doesn't matter. It's piercing right through. Why doesn't the Gemara say it's no good, it's katafris, it's running right through, it shouldn't be kaino? Why don't we say it's a katafris problem? Right? It's like the foul ball, it's like the bag, it's just it's going right through, it's not stopping. That's not the Gemara Shaila. Gemara Shaila is a din in Avir Chatzin. Avir Chatzin, Avir Shein Seifel Lenuach, is that have a din of Avir Chatzin? That's the Gemara Zibay. But the Katafis doesn't seem to bother the Gemara. The fact that it's moving, that if you hold Avir as Kaina, so then the fact that it's moving doesn't matter. So. Right. But if the Avir is something, then it's Kaina. Even though it's a Katafis. No? The chayfitz. I'm not sure what you mean to say. Yeah. You might mean to say what the terrorists that I'm. This is the kasha the Rashbi asks. So the Debrei Cheskel answers. Yeah? Exactly. Good. So Divrei Cheskel says it's not a kasha from this case, because how do we explain the Ramban yesterday? What's the problem of katafris? It's not a problem that the object is moving. That's not the problem. The object is moving. That's the problem. The problem is that a chotzer, which isn't right to hold things, is not a chotzer. A hand which is slanted is not a hand for kinyanim. It's only a chsarin if it's a chsarin in the chatzar or in the yad. In that case above Metzia, there's no chsarin in the house. The house is a normal house. The house is roi for kinyana. It's just the person threw the chayfitz in a way that it's moving. The Ramban is moida that in such a case there's no problem of katafis. As long as the hand is straight or the chatzar is straight, there's no problem of katafis. The Ramban holds it's only a problem of katafis if the guf hachotzer, the thing that has to do the kinyan, is slanted. But otherwise, he's maida that there's no chsar in a katafis. Now, from this kashin teretz, it just illustrates what I'm saying, that there's no problem of katafis. Silate the Ramban for his reason. Silate the Rashba for his reason. If the chotzer itself is a good chotzer, that means that if somebody, instead of throwing the arniki, would roll a ball through the chatzar, So everybody would hold its kaina. If that's that question of Avir, if someone would roll a ball, he has to have a mind to be machnit. So let's say he's rolling, so he has a mind to be machnit to the Baal HaChatzer. He rolls it, and it goes out in one from one side of the Chatzer, it goes out the other side. The Ramban and Rashba both hold you kaina. It's really looking from the Gemara above the Metzia. That you are kaina. You are kaina, such a case. So the fact that it doesn't stop doesn't matter. It would seem to come out from this that in the cases I mentioned to you, that that the person's kaina. If it pops out of his hand, it pops out of his hand, but he's kaina. The second it lands in his hand, he's kaina. And when it pops out, so it's an aveda. Somebody picks it up, has to return it to him. That would seem to be the poel yetzeh from this the Ramban and the Rashba. The Gemara says, "Ya ketaf say the kaina." You learn the Gemara, you think, "Oh, it's not kaina." But side like the Rashba, side the Ramban, when you see the reasoning for it, it should turn out that if the person had his hand straight, it was right to be a chatzer. So it should be kaina. Unless there's another explanation of the Ramban. But the Rashba is no shadow. The Rashba holds Ketav is only begin. Unless there's no other explanation for the Ramban. Right? It would be anyway. We're not sure what the Ramban holds. We know what the Rashba holds, I think. So someone could find this in Hilchos Kinyanim. I don't know. I couldn't find it. I looked at Cheshem Mishpat. The Rebbe Yecheskel has one more kasha on this case. Again, the case is Hayseyada Asuya Kekatafis Vizarkala. What's the case? A woman sticks out a hand, but the hand is at an angle. And he throws it to her. So it hits the hand and rolls down. So Enam Gureshis. Right? There's no machlokes to Rabban and the Rashba in the Gemara's case, right? The Gemara's case, they get Enam Gureshis. In fact, the Rebbe Yecheskel Taka al kinyin yad yinakaina because it's a katafris. Why aren't you kaina b'teres hagbah kinyin hagbah? If you hold hagbah, works. The kivega holds hagbah doesn't help by gittin, only yad helps. You have to fold it into the hand. The other place can hold that hagbah helps by a get. So what's hagbah? Hagbah is that you're holding something up. And I mentioned to you, I believe I mentioned to you before, that you don't have to lift the three tefachim. It's enough that you're just holding it three tefachim off the ground. That's also good. So, well, for the split second that it hits his hand, he prevents it from going down. He's holding it up. No? Afterwards it rolls down, her hand. It rolls down her hand, then afterwards it falls. But for that split second, why aren't you kind of a tire side ball? Yeah, normally it would fall down, and now instead of falling down, it's being stopped from falling. Well, not falling this way down.
It changes direction, which way it's going, but it still goes down. It's stopping. It's stopping.
What? No, not when you drop it. If someone. No, you weren't holding it up at that. No, I mean here, somebody took a get and he trapped it into a hand. Her hand's this way, trapped into the hand. Now, if her hand weren't there, it would fall straight down. Since the hand was there, it hit her hand. The hand held it up, and it fell down this way.
Like the leg, instead of going straight down, it goes on an ankle. You hit it in the middle of your ear. You hit it, and it slaps to the side. It takes longer to land because now it's going on.
You stop it for a second. The question is if you stop it for a second. No, not it stopped. You stop its downward descent for a second.
Push it to the side.
Let me stop it. What you say? Let me stop it. It's not hagbah because there's no real hagbah. Okay. It could be he grounded says a different teretz. He holds that it's taka hagbah. He holds it's hagbah, but he says he's referring to the teretz gittin we had in earlier. Remember, Rabbi Kivega said you need kinyin yad dafka. Others said no, hagbah is also good. So the Teres Gittin makes a pshara. I mentioned it very briefly. Teres Gittin says that when you're kaina midaita, when she's willing to be kaina, then hagbah works also. When you're kaina balkarcha, when you're giving her a get against her will, when you're giving her a get against her will, then only Yad is kind against her will. Hagbah is not kind. So Debbie Yecheskel says that we're talking. And why is this lady holding her hand at an angle? We're talking with it's Bal Karcha. And being that it's Bal Karcha, Hagbah doesn't work, only Yad works. Inochinami. If it's not Bal Karcha, he holds that it will be a Kinyan Hagbah as well. Which may or may not be Mukhruch, I don't know, Raya to it. But if you hold the Hagbah, it's going to make our foul ball Shaila even worse, because not only is it Kinyan Yad, but according to his Kash, it's Kinyan Hagbah too. It just doesn't work Bal Karcha. Because he's saying Gagmar is talking about Karcha, but if a person wants to catch it, so he's saying that it'll work as Hagbah too. What? Wait, everybody. Say to Ramban, say to Rashba, say to what? So the reason is, here it's talking about Karcha. He has to give it a get, that's given against her will. So that's why it only works with Teres Yad, not with Teres Hagbah. But he's saying, otherwise it'll work with Teres Hagbah. So if you accept the Chiddush, I don't know, but he certainly says it. He certainly holds it. So, what? It's considered Mishnah Meres? It's considered. So I was thinking, by the foul ball cases in Mishnah Meres, everyone's falling over each other. And a person's own hand is probably always Mishnah Meres. Yeah, but it's not on a slant. He's trying to catch it with his hand straight.
It goes through his
hand. It bounces off his hand, because he didn't close his fingers quickly enough. So, that should be kind of. It's takan, not mishtameres in the sense that the king hold on to the chayfetz, but the yad itself is mishtameres. Right? If he would have something in the hand, it would be mishtameres. If it bounces off, does that make it ice mishtameres? In Svara, I would agree with you, but you see from this Rashba and Ramban, not that way, because they're talking about something you throw through, and they call that a katafras. And they say it should be kind of, you throw it through, it should be kind of, not for the fact of Abish and Sefer Noach. So, he doesn't feel like he's a Ganif. No, his hand is Mishtameris. When it pops out, it's not Mishtameris, because the assumption is if it pops out, it's Mutter. But if it's in his hand, I don't think he'd be a Ganif to take it from his hand, that's for sure. The hand itself is
Mishtameres.
The hand is Mishtameres. Just in order, like the Tzvi Shavur. I told you yesterday, even though they say the Tzvi Shavur is Mishtameres, if you're not going to grab the Tzvi Shavur, even the Tzvi with a broken leg is not going to sit in your chutz all day. It's eventually going to make its way out. It's just that you can grab it. So you hear the ball, you can also grab it. Elamayo, tell me it's too little of a split second. We're going to make a share, right? It was physically impossible to catch it. It was physically impossible to catch it. Then you'd be right. Maybe you're right. If it's physically impossible to catch it. So, but the Peklach and Shul kids could catch. Just everyone's a good catcher. Huh?
And the level of Mr. Maris that the guy had, it was obviously not enough to Mr. Maris. Because he couldn't catch it. The fact that he couldn't catch it, obviously, wasn't
Mr. Maris. Mr. Maris is an objective thing. It doesn't depend on his reflexes. The Yad itself is Mishtameres.
He couldn't catch it, but couldn't
he couldn't or he didn't. First, he could catch five and drop one. It's locked out. He couldn't. Yeah, people catch it, and people don't catch it.
Yes, when he wrote the article, he says, if according to you, that the scalp is no good because it's not in the scalp, so that's worse by death because it's not the article, it works from time to time. Well, what's the Rashba asking? It works from how funny, right? In such a case, it's posh, it's not bald. You don't need it to stop. You need it to stop.
Right, if it works for Teres Hagbah.
No,
because he says the Gemara is not talking. Gemara is talking about Karcha, so there's no Hagbah in our Gemara.
They are Gemara. Yeah. But then the Rashba asks, why did the Gemara say from when you roll an Arnaki, why do you have to talk about throwing? He says over there it should also be a Shaila, because there, according to the Rambam, as long as it's not able to stop, and they're also not able to stop. But over there, it wouldn't come Hagbah. It should be cut into Hagbah.
Where? By Arnaki?
By Arnaki.
It's not for Avir, it's not. It might be anything.
No,
he doesn't accept it. I said rolling. The Rajba's kasha is by Zorak Arniki, why is the chasarin of Katafris? Why is it Zorak Arniki shouldn't be good because it's a Katafris, it's moving out quickly. One last thing about Katafris. We had we'll look at the Rajba later, I guess. Rav Shlomo Eger declared if a person's back, he said a person's back be'etzem is a yad. If a person be laying on his stomach and something's put on the back, it's kind of. His clair was if the person is standing and the beged that he's wearing holds the chafetz to the back, is there chesaron katafris? L'chaira, it should depend on the lumdis of katafris. If you learn katafris like the Rajba, has to do with the thing, the object, that the object is moving. Then you stuff it down someone's back. It's not moving. The shirt is holding it against his back. So in the chinami, there's no chesar in the katafris. But if you learn like the Ramban, the chesar katafris is a chatzar, which is at an angle, is not a chatzar. A chatzar, a hand which is at an angle, is not a, that's not a chatzar. It's chesar in the chatzar, that the chatzar is not a chatzar. Then a back, a gav, somebody standing, his back is also not a chatzar. It's not right to hold things. Then it would seem that there would be a chesaron of katafris on his back. It could be, like we said last time, the dress is a keli or the shirt is a keli, and it's kind of a tam keli. But as far as the question of whether the back is a katafris, like the Rajba, it's certainly not. Like the Ramban, the way we explained the Ramban, that it's a din in the guf ha-chotzer, it would seem that it's that a per standing person, his back is not a chotzer. It's a katafris. It's not something that's right to all things. If you put a shirt there, it is right. The back's still not right. The shirt is right. All right, so we can clarify. They should be kind of with the keli, the shirt. But not with the back. L'chayr, the Rav Shlomo Eger will be totally also on how you learn, and how you learn katafris. Okay, for now, that's it. I think katafris comes up again on Ayin Tes on the Beis. So we'll see when we get there. Good. So this is the end of the Gemara. The Gemara gets into Tiskarish Mavir Darba Amis, Tikshit Dubai, Rabbalaz Arba Amis, Shamu Yeshla Mavir, Ainla Mavir, Tishit Ainla Mavir. Gemara says no. Really, Arba Amis has Avir. Achameskina, Bemedis, Agava Nor, Deme Karli, Ibut Koi. So Rashi, Avir Shein, Roy Lanuach, Loi Koni. Rashi says for Pashtus that Avir that's not right to rest is not Koina. Which this Rashi is a problem, because that's an Iboya in the Gemara. I told you, Zarek Aronaki, it's an Iboya in the Gemara. If Avir Shein Sefer Lenuach is or is not Kain. And Rashi, in the bottom Rashi, just says for Pashtus, Avir Shein Erei Lenuach Leikani. So what do you want, Rashi? I mean, it's an Iboya in the Gemara. It's Iboya Leif Shitta. So this is a problem with this bottom Rashi, which we will discuss, because it comes up again in this next Sugya. But it's a bit of a problem with Rashi.
The difference
between Ralinov or Sefmanov, Ain Ralinov and Sefmanov. Why is the change in the language? Think about it. Maybe there's a shilling gun, I don't know. We'll see. We'll get to the cash. I mean, there's a question that I think Duran and the Tereskit and everyone talks about here. We'll see if anybody makes such a shilling. Okay, I'm going to start the Mishnah now just because the days are ticking away and I want to keep on moving. But our game plan now is to have Chazara. As you know, I like to give Chazara on Thursday, Friday, because it takes the least time away from Shia. Thursday is a short Shia anyway, and Friday we don't go Vaita. So it's less than 2 blot, a blot and 3/4. I get everyone to Chazar it. And we'll have a test on Sunday, not for the purpose of the test, just for the purpose of everyone should chazar. I'll give you out the chazar sheets. But I really, if you don't chazar, I'm really going to have tarumas on you. I mean, yeah, I expect everyone to chazar, without exception. And to be prepared, I'm not looking for any, there's no shtick in this. It's not, just to make sure that you chazar, the test will be straight, whatever's on the sheet. It'll be short, and it'll be... The purpose is to get you to do a bit of chazara. and make sure you do a chazar on the Gemara Shitaisis and on the Yesaidis. There's enough time tomorrow, Friday and Sunday should be plenty of time to be able to chazar. If it's not enough time, you could learn on Shabbos also, squeeze it in between the other Siddurim, and I try to be kind. Let's start the next Mishnah. Haisai medes arosh hagag. This Mishnah has two cases. One case where she's on the roof and he's on the floor, and one case where he's on the roof and she's on the floor. First case. If she's standing on the top of the roof and he throws the gad, he's below and he throws it up to her. Alright, so we have this concept that Avir Chatzar is Kaina. Not only is Chatzar Kaina, but the heir of the Chatzar is Kaina. So as soon as the man throws it and it lands, it doesn't have to land. Has to penetrate the ear of the Gog, it enters the ear of the Gog, so harizu migureshes. It's a good get. The second case is the reverse. Humo milo vihilomato. He's on the roof, she's down, bizarkoila, and he throws it, now she's in hachatzah. He throws it to her again, it goes into her avir. Kibishiyotzah rishus hagag. So as soon as it goes out of the his rishus, and it enters her rishus, even if nimchakai nisraf, even if it gets burnt before it lands, harizam agureshes, it's a good get. So the Chayin Reish and Seifa are saying exactly the same thing in two cases. One case where she's in the gag, one case where she's in the chatzar. In both cases, as soon as the get enters the avir of the chatzar that she owns, it's a good get. What's strange about the Mishnah is that in the Sefer it says Nimchakai Nisraf. It like illustrates that the Avir is Kaina. Even if it never landed, it got erased. It was raining and it erased the get before it landed. Or it got burnt before it landed. It doesn't matter, it's a good get. What about in the Reisha? You throw it on the Reisha Gag. So it's Kaina in the Avir of her Gag. What would be the din if it's Nimchak or Nisraf before it lands? Chayit should be the same. If the Avir is Kaina.
It's only Avir is Kaina once it gets up there, but on the way down, as soon as he leaves his hands, the Avir is Kaina right away. There it has to go out of his Avir onto her Avir. Until
Because it has to go up and down.
It has to go up. Going down as soon as he leaves his hands.
Okay. That could be. And certainly so. That down, it's easier to say than Chakai Nisraf. Because on the way down, as soon as he lets go of it, anywhere along the way, it's Nimchak and Nisraf, it's ready to get. When you're throwing it up, so it, the throw has to go up and then come down. So Kozman is on its way up, Nimchak, of course, it didn't come into Hagai and to Abba yet. So only if it's on the way down, then it's good. So that's why the Mishnah didn't chap on in the Reisha Nimchak and Nisraf, because in the Reisha you would have to say Nimchak and Nisraf only after it's already in her Avir Hagag, and not on the way up when he's throwing it. And I saw one of the Rishonim, I saw this Teretz that makes this chilek. So saying really the Reisha could have said Nimchak and Nisraf if it would have explained only B'derech Yerida, only as it's landed. Okay, that's the Mahalach basically of the Ramban. Ramban's Mahalach is that the Reisha and Seifa, the din is the same. Nimchak and Nisraf on the way down, and the Reisha is the same as Nimchak and Nisraf on the way down in the Seifa. It's exactly the same din. And there's no Nafkamina. No difference. The problem is the Lashon HaRamban. The Rambam's Lashon in the Reisha is that it has to end up landing. When he brings the Reisha, he says, "Kim shekel avagag harizem ugureshes lupavad shatonuach," as long as it doesn't get burnt up. Which means the Rambam learned that the Reisha is dafka without nimchak and nisraf, and the Sefer it's afilu nimchak and nisraf. That needs a hesber. Why? What's the difference? In both cases, it came to Avir Achatzer, or Avir Agag. If you say it's Kaina, no matter what, so what's the difference? The Resh and the Sefer should be exactly the same thing. So we're going to have to come back to answer the Rambam after we understand the Resh and Sefer, which the Gemara explains it. But we have this left hanging over us, this Rambam who says of Avacha Tanuach, which is the Chayra Shvera. Okay, let's see. We'll come back to the Rambam, maybe it's Hashem. In the meantime, to understand the Reisha. We're dealing out the Reisha. Who's on the roof in the Reisha? She's on the roof. She's on the roof. He's throwing a get up to her. As soon as it comes to the Avir, she is Kaina. With which Kenyan is she Kaina? Which Kenyan? The Avir Chatzar is the Kenyan Chatzar. We say the Avir of the Chatzar also is the Kenyan Chatzar. Frakti Gemara, Holoi Minter. What does that mean? Holoi Minter. It's not guarded. Hulling into it's not safe. It's not guarded. What does that mean? When it comes to her roof, it's not guarded. What does it mean? It's not guarded. Rashi says winds could still blow it. Just a piece of paper. So winds could still blow the getaway. What's the kasha? So who cares if wind could blow it? If the wind blows it away, it's a problem. If the wind doesn't blow it away, it's not a problem. What's the kasha holo in winter? Well, it's not katafis, it is land. It should be like katafis. It's not flying around. I mean, it's just, he's being thrown normally. Just if a wind would come, we'll blow it away. The wind didn't come. It's not
that the wind would come. In other words, the wind always comes.
But the kasha isn't that the wind came. Kasha is, since the wind could come, therefore it's a problem. If the wind came and blew it away, then you know, chinami. So it wouldn't be a kasha on the mission.
Any wind comes, it's going to blow around.
There are two ways to learn the Gemara's kasha. There's Pashup Shat, and this Rashi. Normally Rashi is Pashup Shat. Let's see why Rashi didn't learn. But the simplest way to learn Holei Minter, it's not a Chatzah Mishtameres. Since winds can blow it away, it's not a Chatzah Mishtameres. If not for Rashi, I would touch the Gemara that way. You're saying that if you throw it on my roof, it's kind of, what do you mean? A roof is high up, there are winds there. It's not a Chatzah Mishtameres, the wind can blow it away. That's the way I would learn. You're right. And the Beis Shmuel says that's why Rashi didn't learn the way what I'm calling Pashup Shem. But hold on for a second. This the Pnei Yeshua though does learn that this is the Pashup Shat in the Gemara. He's Maida Rashi doesn't hold like him. But Pnei Yeshua learns Holei Minter is Taich that Holei Minter is not a Chatzah Mishtameres. Even though she's Ayimid there, but since she can only, she can't prevent the wind from blowing it away when it's being thrown. So therefore, that's the Pnei Yeshua learns that Lulei Divrei Rashi, that's how he would learn this Gemara's Kasha. Rashi is Marich to say that's not the Kasha. Rashi says that's not Pshat the Kasha. Holei Minter is a different problem. Holei Minter is that it's Avir Shein Seifei Lanuach. That the only time Avir of a Chatzar is Kaina, when is the air of a Chatzar Kaina? Only Seifel Lanuach, only somebody who's going to end up landing there. And since here, the wind could blow it away, it might not blow it away. But since it could blow it away, it's Lav Dafka Seifel Lanuach. Who says it's going to end up landing here? So therefore, the Avir itself can't be Kaina. The question is, so this is Rashi's Pshat in the Gemara, which also, at least at this point, we have no problems. Holei Minter, it's not Seifel Lanuach. Good cash. Why didn't Rashi learn like the Pnei Yeshua? Why was wrong? Rashi always likes Pashim Shat. Holei Minter, it's not Mishtameres. Why didn't Rashi like the Hezbo Holei Minter, it's not Mishtameres? Why didn't Rashi say that? So the Beis Shmuel, I think it's Sifkat and Hey, Kuf Lamites, that Mishtamer is anything where people realize not to go there. That's Chatzah Mishtamer. People realize that it's a private property. If the wind could come, that doesn't make a Chatzah Shein Mishtamer. So the Beis Shmuel Taka learns Pshat, that's why Rashi didn't learn this in the Gemara. Davnei Meluim has even a stronger Hechrach. The Gemara, which I assume you've seen, is going to answer in the second Heretz that the Mishnah is talking that the Gag, that the Get, you throw it to the Gag, and the Gag has no walls, according to the second Heretz, just it's within three tefachim of the ground. The Avir is kind. Within three tefachim to the ground. It bothered the. What does within three tefachim do? What is the purpose? What is the teilas of within three tefachim? If the wind can't blow it, so tell me, it's in a place where the wind can't blow it. If the wind could blow it. Why does it help if it's less than three? If chatzah mishtameres means the wind can blow it away, it's ois chatzah mishtameres. The way Yeshua learned that the Gemara's kasha was the wind could blow it. It's not mishtameres. So what are you answering? It's within three. What does within three change anything? What does within three change? There's more of a chance that the wind won't affect it, you mean. The more of a chance the wind won't affect it. So the Gemara really should have answered, it's in a place where the wind won't affect it. Because it's not the number three. It's not, like it seems to be a loved type of a din, this three. It's nothing to do with loved. It's, Kol pachas megimel samach legag kigagdami. What do I mean kigagdami? What does that do kigagdami? You should say kol pachas megimel l'shalta bezika. So this is why Avnei Meluim says Rashi didn't learn the hesber of the Pnei Yeshua. And let's see how the Gemara fears ice according to Rashi. So we're learning like Rashi, holoi minter. The Gemara's kasha is not that it's a chatzah shein mishtameres. The Gemara's kasha is that it's avi shein seifel in the wach. And the Gemara's fact, the Gemara, it's no good. I'm reading Mishmul. Two terutz. Either begag sheyesh leimaika, either it's talking by a roof that has a wall. So what does that help? So presumably the wind won't blow it. It says the roof shein mitzuy, you could do anything, but a normal wind is not going to blow the guy, the guy get away, so it's seifel in the wach. Pashut. So that's Rida Mishmol's teretz. Ula bar Menashe, Mishmei Davimi Omar, Hocha bepachis mishloisha samach lagag askinon, the chol pachis mishloisha samach lagag kigag dami. The question is, what does this mean? Chol pachis mishloisha Samach Lagag Kigag Dami, therefore what? Therefore it's Nach. So how do you learn? That it's Nach. It landed. If it's within 3 tefachim from the ground, it landed. So was the Avir kind of? Well, you're saying it wasn't the Avi that's kind of. Kuita Maskana is. If it's within three, so the floor is kind of. It says the floor of the roof. The floor of the roof is kind of. It's not much that way in the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said, Kimi Shigil Avir Agag Harizim Ugureshis. Now, if you'll tell me within 3 tefachim of the ground, that's called Avir Agag, and it's kind of Vidin Avir, I could hear it. But we're saying now, no, within less than 3 tefachim, right, I should be magdil. You all heard of the concept of lavud. Lavud is Hilchos Shabbos. That within 3 tefachim, kill lavud dami. That means that if you have a wall. And the wall, if it's sukkah, it doesn't have to be Shabbos, you have a wall of a sukkah, and it doesn't quite reach the ground. It's within 3 tefachim of the ground. No problem. That's a good mechitza. Bungalow colony, using a bungalow as a mechitza for a wall. The bungalow is off the ground. As long as it's less than 3 tefachim, 10 inches, 11 inches off the ground, it's kosher. That's not a pirtza. anything less than 10, 11 inches. That's the concept of love. Pasha pshat and love it is that it's insignificant. Such a small hole is insignificant, it doesn't count. That's pasha pshat. Such a small amount is insignificant. That's pasha pshat. The Gemara Shabbos says, if you have a table in the middle of the street, the table is a reshus for itself. If that table is less than three high, it's just a small thing on the floor, less than three tefachim high, it doesn't count. It's still part of the street. It's not a reshus b'fneiat. Less than three is insignificant. There's a second din of lavud, kisasun dami, which you only say in certain cases. There are two concepts of lavud. There's one concept of lavud that's insignificant. And there's one concept of lavud that it's as if it's filled in. Right? Let me ask you. Let's say I have a sukkah. And above my sukkah, there are telephone wires. Does it pass on my sukkah? Do telephone wires pass on sukkah? Of course not. Now, if you'll say it's filled in, then you'll fill in all the space between the wires, I'll end up with a possible sukkah. Because if you fill in the space between the wires with wire, so then my sukkah is under a roof. It's true. With the lavud that it's like it's filled in, we only say in limited cases. We don't say it, never say it l'chumra. Lavud l'chumra l'yamino, we don't say it. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about here. Now, less than three tefachim is insignificant. It has no significance. And less than three tefachim doesn't change anything. Now, which is why probably Rashi Shita is Kinyan Hagvah has to be three tefachim. It has to be a significant Hagvah. At any rate, the Gemara answers that it's with, that we're talking here that's within three tefachim. What is the Hesper? What does it mean you're kind of Kinyan Avir, but when it's within three tefachim? Very strange type of a Kinyan Avir. So the Avdei Meluim learns here Mechudish Dike Pshat in the Mishnah, because the Taka bothers him this Kasha that the Mishnah is talking about Kinyan Avir and you're saying I within three tefachim. The Avdei Meluim learns that you're kind of with the Avir at any height, b'tanai that it ends up landing. B'tanai that it ends up landing on the ground. If it ends up landing on the ground, it's megalatas l'mafreya that this avir was saifei l'nuach. That the avir it was in was saifei to rest. And l'mafreya, you're kind of the get from the moment it came into the God, into the avir agad. This is how the Avdei Meluim learns pshat the Gemara. Is it pashi pshat? Certainly not pashup shat. Oh, okay, good. So but this is Avdei Meluim's shat, okay? If it gets thrown in, when is she megureshes from when it comes into the air at any height? It could be 1,000 amas high. When it comes in, it's kind of. But tonight, we have to wait and see. If it lands, then we say that l'mafreya, for when it came into the Avir Agag, the Avir is kind of. And what compels the Avdei Meluim to say this is because that's the Mishnah. Ki mishgil avir hagag. The avir hagag has to be kainim. When's it kainim? It says as soon as it comes to within gimel, that's megalitas. Then we'll say for the nuach, and then it's a good kinyan. If, now this is where the Avdei Meluim gets complicated. Avdei Meluim says, why would be a nimchak on Yisraf? What happens if you throw it into the Avir Agag? And we don't know if it was Seifel Lenuach. Because on the way down, before it came to within three tefachim, it got burnt. It got burnt up. So, Lamaisa, it wasn't Seifel Lenuach, but for other reasons, because the fire burnt it. Now, the Lewin says that in such a case, where it would never ended up landing, in that case, there's no Gilui Lamafreya. And the Avir is not kaina. Because the Tanai for the Avir to be kaina is that it has to end up landing on the ground. If it ends up landing on the ground, then the Avir is kaina. If it doesn't end up landing on the ground, then the Avir is not kaina. So Nimchak, yeah. What about Nimchak? So it means the paper was Saifai. So let's, I'll put it aside because we could talk about it. But all right, so let's say it was Nisraf. If it was Nisraf or it was Kelef De'edit, whatever, it didn't end up land. So it's up to Avdei Malon in such a case. It's Taka, it's not Kaina. Davir is not Kaina because it didn't end up landing. With this, we understand the Rambam. The Rambam said that only in the Seifa, Nimchak and Nisraf. We'll learn the Seifa, and I'll explain the Seifa. Only in the Seifa, it says Nimchak and Nisraf. In the Reisha, Nimchak and Nisraf, it's not Kaina. Because the condition of Avir is that, now, if there are walls and we would know it's Seifa Lenuach, it wouldn't have to land. But if there are no walls, so we have to wait and see if it's Seifa Lenuach. So the Rambam says, "Vovacha Tonuach." It has to actually land. It has to actually land in order for the Kenyan to work. This is the way the Avnei Malon learns up this Gemara. So it should come out. "Vovacha Tonuach" is only on Pachas Megimel. In the case of Micah, it should be even if it doesn't end up landing. I don't remember the Rambam's Lashon. You remember the Rambam's Lashon? Vovacha Tanuach goes on both cases. The way it should work out, we have to check this up, is in the case of Maka, if it has a Maka, that means we know it's Seifa Lenuach. The wind won't affect. So there's no Lamafreya. It's kind of right away when it gets into the Avir of the Maka. In the case where it comes down to Bachas Mishleisha, then you should need Vovacha Tanuach. What's the Rambam's Lashon? You want to commit yourself? The Rambam's Lashon is ambiguous. The Rambam says you kind of either in the Micah or Pachas Mishleisha or Volvacha Sheyonuach. So you can learn Volvacha Yonuach goes only on Pachas Megimel. You can learn it goes on both cases. The Rambam is, the language is open to both Taichin. Right, the way we're understanding it, the way I think Rabbi Moon is understanding it, Volvacha Shetanuach, or here the Gersa Vacha Yonuach, is only by Pachas Megimel. In the other case, there's no problem with Volvacha Yonuach. Now this is the way the Davni Mulon learns up the Soviet. Once it gets to three tefachim, that's called it rested. On the Gufa Karka, not Avir.
So the Nefesh
could be destroyed within three tefachim, never actually has the land. So the Chiddush of three tefachim is that if it comes within three tefachim, that's called it hit the land. And if now it'll get burnt, it doesn't matter. We satisfied Noch. Noch is when it gets within three tefachim. And that's Taka, nothing to do with wind. That's Halacha Mishum Sinai, that within three tefachim is insignificant. So as soon as it gets to within three, it's good. And as soon as it gets to within three, it's Megal Lamafreya, that it was Seifa Lo Nuach within three.
Why does Rambam use Lashon that it has to get within three, or Levashi and Nuach?
Why does Rambam use the Lashon has to get within three, or Levashi and Nuach? It's Mashmah that even after the within three, it has to rest Vaita. That's the rest right. That's a good question. Why is the Ram talking such a lashon? The Ram's lashon is that's the name within three of Ovachi and Noach. Should be enough to say the words within three. What is the words of Ovachi and Noach? So what do you say?
It should be within three, which is
a hanacha. You're right. The Rambam still needs Hasbro. I don't know. But the fact that the Reisha doesn't say Nimchak and Nisraf is explained according to this. Lamaisa, it is explained that the Reisha didn't say Nimchak and Nisraf, I'm only saying, because at least Nisraf wouldn't be that way. In the case of Nisraf, there's no Gilul and Mafreya. So Lamaisa, that's not true.
So
So according to that explanation, if I have to at the Ramban, that the Reish is only playing the Sref. Once I say that, what do I gain? Okay, at least you have a Mahalach that... See, the two Turutzim don't argue. All the Rishonim say, these two Turutzim don't argue. They're both Turutzim for the Reish. Reish is talking in both cases. So Reish is talking in both cases, so it's very good that it didn't happen in Chavim Nisraf, at least in one of the cases, at least Nisraf is not true. The Teres Gittin disagrees with the Avnei Miluim. Teres Gittin, he says that it's not Lamafreya. And he learns that it's taka not kain until it goes to within three tefachim of the ground. The avir itself has to be avir shesayfa lenuach, and it's not lamafreya. It's not chal lamafreya, even though we see now that it was sayfa lenuach. But the avir itself is that what made it sayfa lenuach. It's the fact that there was no wind that made that it was sayfa lenuach. It's not because the metzias of the avir prevented wind. The avir wasn't capable of preventing. It just happened to be no wind. That avir is not an avir shesayfa lenuach. And even if it lands, there's getting holes in svara. It's not megala anything lamafreya. Doesn't tell me lamafreya was roi. It wasn't roi. It was dependent on the weather. And if it didn't blow, so it landed. But not because it was muchuch. Once you hit the avir, there will be sayfa lenuach. So there's getting doesn't hold of this pshat of lamafreya. So he has to be matchik that it's not clear until it gets to pachas mishloisha, and certainly that's more of a daichik than the avnei miluim. Necessarily, Rashi leaves out lamafreya. Rashi always leaves out all the pulpulim.
So
the avir of amastis is talking such a case where. Have a command in Noach. Right, Rashi's lashon it's yufta and avim aloim, but it's better like the Teres Gittin. Okay, so we're going to pick up on Avir on Monday.